Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Chap Oscar Smith, his delightful wife, Marcia, their friends and family. And we want this to be the best year ever for all our friends and family worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. Folks, welcome to our show today. It's about winning the Oscar. The Oscar, the most prestigious award. We won the Oscar, Chap Oscar Smith. We won if Chap Oscar is our friend. We won every time Chap Oscar is on the Joyce Barry and Friends Worldwide Radio Show. You won if you know Oscar personally and or professionally. You won if you read any of Oscar's wonderful books. You win now just by listening to this very special tribute to the always extraordinary Chap Oscar Smith. Oscar Smith, welcome to the show.
Wow, Joyce. I am
totally shocked.
Folks, I just want you to know he has no idea, Chad Bosco, what this show is about. All I said is I'm doing a show winning the Oscar, and I know he thought it was about Hollywood celebrities. But, Chap Oscar, you are my favorite celebrity.
Wow, Joyce. I can only tell you this has never happened before. It's an original moment for me.
And it's
heady.
Only just begun. So here's how I did it. Here's how I planned this out. Chap Oscar, so that would be Oscar, O-S-C-A-R. The O is for outstanding. He puts issues in perspective. Anything Oscar does is outstanding. And some outstanding shows are Fireworks in Your Life, which aired on July 7, 2014, and Electile Dysfunction, which originally aired on Election Day, November 8, 2016, and then it was played again August 21, 2017. So always outstanding, putting things in perspective, making things clear. So those are a few shows that you can check out in our archives. Folks, no need to concern yourself if you missed any of these shows that I'm going to tell you about. They are all in our archives. All you need to do is jot down the name and the date, and you can just arrow down to them its last date on top. Or the fastest and easiest way to find out about Oscar shows are when you go to Joyce Barry and Friends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, Joyce Barry and Friends.com. Just put Chap Oscar on the upper right in the search bar, or Oscar Smith, and all his shows will come up. So I'm just letting you know a few of my favorites. Okay, Oscar, you are always outstanding in every area. You ace everything.
Joyce, I'm still blown away, but, you know, it's a wonderful piece that, you know, I had no idea what we were going to talk about, and now that's about me, in a sense. I never thought I'd be speechless, but, you know, I've learned over the years that if you wait for perfect conditions and if you wait to become the perfect person, many times it just does not get done. And so every occasion to be your guest has been a special occasion to me. My friends, family, and all my associations know when I'm on the radio, I take it serious because I believe you are God's mouthpiece.
Wow. That's a heck of a lot to live up to, Oscar Smith. That's an awful lot to look up to. Okay, moving along. The S is for speaker. Speaker. Oscar is an amazing speaker. One of the shows we did was a tribute to Muhammad Ali. He's such a big fan of Muhammad that we wanted to do this show. It aired on June 21, 2016. So even though Oscar aces every show, as a speaker, always hits it out of the ballpark, but I also am a fan of Muhammad Ali, so I mentioned that show next. What is it you knew about Muhammad that you wanted to do this special tribute, which was wonderful?
Well, Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay, you know, he was bigger than life, and he was a bridge builder. He actually was the type of meeting in my life that it was almost a miracle because he was, you know, he was a hero. Everybody knew him. But it was a God moment for me to be around him. And then over a period of years, we became friends. And, you know, the movie, a lot of things that went on, that stories that you hear. We made a vow when we met each other that it would be no cameras. And, you know, when you reach that level of celebrity, you really have to pick and choose, and you have to have a discerning spirit. Now, Howard Bingham, he's still around today. He was Muhammad's photographer from a young man. He's a little older and grayer, a little balder now, but Howard and myself, there are several, Jeremiah Chavez, there are several of us that were his confidants. And, you know, we just won't do anything. I will never do anything to compromise the confidentiality we shared. I've written three books, all three books, about the person and the sterling character and the impeccable integrity of my friend, Muhammad Ali.
And now let's get back to my friend, Chap Oscar. And the S in Oscar signifies the speaker that he is. And I just realized, I'm so excited about the speaker he is, that that was connected to Muhammad Ali. So we're up to the next, the C is champion. Oscar is the champion for all. And the show I want to refer to here is Reclaiming America, which aired on January 17, 2017. Oscar is the champion for all people. He doesn't see color, religion, sexual preferences. He's a champion for all people as our representative to have the world be a better place. Champ, what do you want to say about that?
Well, we got to find our own fire. And I remember that show, Joyce. We got a lot of things going on in 2017. The year is not finished yet. But mediocrity, it's a region that a lot of people have traveled into by compromise. And they compromise and they make indecisions and they, you know, they start getting into this mind game of past thinking and past dilemmas of what it could have been. And so we lack vision. We lack direction as a country. And so it's released a cloud of indecision. There's a lot of animosity and offense. There's an offensive spirit in the air. And so that show was to actually find the fire to move this country forward.
And Oscar, I want to say that you move us all forward every time you speak, always inspiring, always positive. So you move us all forward. Okay, next we have the A in Oscar, author. Chap Oscar wrote 15 books. All of the books are sold on Amazon. His personal favorite is Prayer Power. And just so you know, folks, we did a show called Prayer Power, probably when the book first came out. That show aired on July 18, 2016. I always believed in the power of prayer. I know the many, many challenges I've had over the years, all kinds of challenges, and I definitely believe in prayer power. And who better to talk about that than Chap Oscar Smith?
Well, Joyce, that book has been a godsend for I don't want to say hundreds of people, but a lot of people have been blessed by that book. That book is one of 15 books. It's probably one of my more deliberate books, staying away from all the drama about prayer and really focus on the peacefulness and the wisdom of God. There's no personal stories in that book. The book was written from a pure spirit. I actually stayed away from a lot of drama over a year or so and just kind of honed in to developing a mindset and learning God's wisdom as it pertains to prayer. And that book, you know, it'll bring you a lot of joy. It'll bring you a lot of encouragement. And our tongues, Joyce, our mouths, there's a lot of miracles in our mouths. And so that book shows you and walks you through the power of prayer and the power of positive confessions.
And I want to go on record right now, Oscar Smith, that somehow it fell through the cracks. You were going to send me an autographed copy. So I'm going on record. I have worldwide witnesses that I'm officially requesting that you get this book out to me, Chap Oscar, with your signature on it.
I will, Joyce. I'll make it a point to include it as a Christmas gift for you, and you can take that to the bank.
Well, let's just say it's my Christmas gift, my Hanukkah gift, my holiday gift, and my friendship gift. I am so looking forward to receiving it. Okay, next we have Regular, the R in Oscar, Regular. That Chap Oscar is a regular on the Joyce Barry and Friends show. Very few people have that distinction. Chap Oscar is on minimally once a month, minimally. Whenever I think of a perfect topic for him, I call him, and he will always find the time to accommodate us, to be there for us. He's had to juggle many, many things. Some of my favorite shows with Oscar was The Law of Love. March 20th, 2017, you can go to the archives and hear that, The Law of Love. Oscar, how did you come up with the distinction that love is a law?
Well, it is a law. You know, when we look at obstacles that stand in our way, many times it's because we have not made an appeal or made an expression. Many times our answer to prayer is right next to us. And, you know, there is a love and a compassion that we all have, because inside of each one of us is a rich deposit of love. And we were all created with a love purpose, Joyce. And that's what we got to tap into. It's a unique gift, the ability to love one another and to love our neighbors. It's a gift from God. It's a strength from God. Love is amazing, and that's why we don't waste time dealing with the opposite of love. We don't give that any kind of place in our life.
Well, Oscar, you are indeed a true gift of God, truly to all people. The Law of Love, March 20th, 2017. And I said that I'm so privileged and proud that Oscar's a regular on our show. Believe me, folks, there's very few people that have that distinction. And one of them is my dear, dear friend, Beverly Nadler, who's a regular. She has the show every Thursday. Here's to Your Health Thursday. Emotional, physical, spiritual, mental love, mental issues. She's extraordinary, because believe me, I only have the best of the best. So here's Beverly on why you should be listening to this show every day.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy. make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And that was Dear Beverly Nadler, our health guru, a regular every week, Here's Your Health Thursdays. There are some folks like Ted Siuba, that's extraordinary, that does come on our show quite often. When I use the word regular, I mean every month. We would never miss a month without Chap Oscar. We never miss a month without our favorite psychic, worldwide celebrity psychic, Peter Marks. Every month he's on. Dr. Cindy Collins, every month she's invited on. She is an expert about health issues. She has clients privately and works with South Florida Radiation Oncology as well. So these are the best of the best when I use the word regular, that you can count on them. And if you become a loyal listener simply by going to Joyce, Barry, and Friends, and clicking on follow right under my picture on the homepage, you not need miss any of these regulars because it's a different time every month. You'll be apprised of every show, every guest, every topic. So I really am especially excited, humble, proud, privileged to have those regulars on our show. And again, some we do invite back again and again, but these are the ones that we don't let time go by without having them. Another show that I really liked with our regular here, Chap Oscar, was True Friendship, February 22, 2016. And friendship is, I would say, one of the most important things, hand in hand with love, that gets you through the good times, the bad times, all times. Oscar, I am so privileged to call you my friend.
Well, Joyce, thank you. I'm a big student of yours. I learned so much from you, and you're just so special. I believe there's some mind-staggering wisdom that comes out of your show. One of them is you do this show 5 days a week, Joyce, and it's anyone that's tried to do any kind of a radio show, podcast, interview, you know, dealing with media. Dealing with any type of presentation is not easy, and you do it so seamlessly 5 days a week. So, you know, yeah, I am honored, but I'm more honored to glean from your wisdom. It's made me a better speaker, hopefully. It's made me a more studied. It's made me a better person overall, just being part of Joyce, Barry, and Friends. I mean, you deal with sensitive topics 5 days a week, and all of us, all of your regulars, we all take this show serious, and it's for a reason. You demand it.
Thank you, Oscar. I appreciate the acknowledgement. Some people say, well, it's an hour a day. No, it's a lot more than an hour a day. It's my life, to tell you the truth. And as I referenced earlier, I've gone through significant challenges in the last couple of years, and the show is the glue that holds me together, that I feel I have a voice out there and that I can make a difference. And it's the support of friends like Chap Oscar, Ted Siuba, Beverly Nadler, Peter Marks, that really have profoundly influenced my life more than they will ever know.
Well, thank you, Joyce. You know, with your show, we all get to do more than exist. You show us how to live. You do more than just speaking. You have shared with us the essence of hearing and listening. And we don't all agree, but we cooperate. And we talk. And in our talking and in our discourse, we communicate. And you've helped us all to grow. And more importantly, Joyce, for me, you've helped me bloom. And so I just want to thank you for all of the rich deposits that you have put into the branding of Chap Oscar. Chap Oscar now is a brand, and you mentioned it earlier, 15 books and still writing. And, you know, one thing about all of these books, Joyce, they're just tremendous books, and God's timing, each one of them are being released. Prayer Power, after Prayer Power was like my 12th book that I wrote, and that became the best book. I mean, you had to write 12 books to get a book that you really, really got some gravity with. But God has shown me so many other assignments and so many other books that he wants me to share. And so I'm not sure what he wants to do, but he is he's the leader, he's the guide, he's the all-knowing king. And so that's what I do. I don't do anything but to obey his still small voice.
And Chap Oscar, you are so filled with unconditional love for people. That's what makes relationships last forever. You said we can disagree. Yes, we can agree that it's fine to disagree and respect each other's opinion and listen to each other. So having people like you makes me very happy, so happy that I wrote this poem. I'm happy, happy, happy. And just why is this so? The people I call friends are a pleasure to know. I love my world of contacts. They are all very cool, always upbeat and positive, very wise, no one a fool. My live radio show and the message it sends is live your best life. Here, Joyce Barry and friends, we advise you, we support you to be very healthy. We teach you, we want you to be very wealthy. Join us in a home business. We will give you a choice. Be your own boss, make money, and rejoice. All that we recommend has been put to the test. Each and every one is simply the best. Live your very best life as well you should. Listen to Success Coach Joyce. Be happy, be healthy, and feel so good. And a major show of appreciation from Ted Siuba, our mutual best friend, Oscar, who put that music together, and it's happy music, and he recorded it. So I'm always very grateful for all that Ted does to support me and my show. I just want to say at this time that Ted really wanted to be with you today, Chap Oscar, and his schedule just wouldn't permit it during this time. So is there anything you want to say to Ted?
Well, Ted is, I don't know, it goes beyond words, the friendship that Ted and myself have. Ted has been a beacon for me. He's written, I believe Ted is right around 30 books, founding father of the World Wide Web, as we know the WWW, Ted is right there. Ted is right there in the founding, and I know Ted's involvement with the internet and the creation of the internet. And so, but more importantly, Joyce, Ted applies everything he shares. He shares liberally, but he serves. He lives to serve mankind and serve each one of us. And like you said, he's multifaceted. He's multi-talented, and he lives to give. And thank you, Ted. I know if there was any way you could have made your presence on this show, but I know your heart. I know you're a big supporter. You've proven your loyalty, and I trust you, and I love you, Ted. And thank you.
Yes, I felt really bad when he said he couldn't make it, just as bad as I know he felt. Just a word about who he is. He's a great author. One of his favorite books is The New Think and Grow Rich. And my personal favorite is 101 Quantum Success Secrets. And Ted was on our show Friday. He did an amazing show just Friday, Quantum Manifestation, The New Science. And in fact, Ted and Oscar did a show together that was called Quantum Spirituality. That show aired on September 23rd, 2016. So that was a show that they did together. So, Oscar, as we pause here, I'll let you catch your breath. How are we doing so far, Oscar?
Tell you, Joyce. happy, happy, happy.
Oh, you like my happy, happy, happy.
Yeah.
Yes,
I like
absolutely.
That.
I had to write a song to express how I feel. Well, it's a poem, actually. I love writing poems. In fact, for a fact, you, in one of your books, you took one of my poems, and it's actually in one of your books. Which book do you have my poem in, Oscar?
Well, actually, Joyce, your poem is in He Came Incognito, which is one of the first books that I wrote, really, that got on with Amazon and got published. That's He Came Incognito. That's available. All you have to do is He Came Incognito, Oscar Smith, on Amazon, and you're in that book. And then you're also in A Word Made Flesh. Ted and myself took a journey, and he took one tangent, and I took one tangent on the book of John. And that, again, was a very in-depth study on the book of John. And my book is titled A Word Made Flesh. And then, of course, Ted wrote another treatment, and that's what this show that you referred to is about. It's an exciting show, Joyce.
All the shows that the two of you do are exciting. The poem we're referring to here that is I just found out is in two of Chap Oscar's books. I did know about one when it happened. That poem is Forgiveness. Forgiveness, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. How do I forgive? How do I let go? You hurt me so bad, and you know this is so. How could you, I ask? I am reminded every day. The pain is so intense, it just won't go away. You really were cruel. What you did was obscene. You left me devastated. How could you be so mean? When truth be told, I knew that the healing key
was to forgive you, not for your sake, but for me. And so I forgive you, but I may never forget what you did to me that you don't even regret. Without this healing, which is so dramatic, forever my life would be totally traumatic. And so I forgive you, though what you did was a sin. I am forgiving you, so the healing can begin.
So, wow, I am so honored that my poem Forgiveness is in two books of Oscar's. I only knew about one, so that was a surprise. And we have so much more to share about this extraordinary person, this wonderful friend, this regular on the Joyce Barry and Friends show. Well, folks, we covered Oscar, outstanding speaker, champion, author, and regular. Now we're up to Smith. So for Smith, I just want to share that he is a safety specialist. Oscar did a great show, Safety in the Home, on August 2nd, 2017, and another show called Home Safe, August 29, 2017. And I know he lectures around the country on safety. Oscar, what do you want to share about these two shows? They definitely can save lives.
Joyce, I'm elated and saddened because that show, which I did just a few months ago, and, you know, you write these shows and you prepare yourself. That show was on ladder safety in the home. And, you know, when you're dealing with grown folks, you say, well, you know, I'm preaching to the choir. I have lost, within the last 90 days, two dear friends. One was doing a Sunday afternoon. I mean, he was a picture of health, physically fit to a T, tall, good-looking guy, owned the business. I mean, me and Marsh are good friends with him and his family. Fell off a ladder and, you know, passed away that day. I mean, young man. Another person that I knew in the kitchen grabbing something, got on a stool. The stool, you know the rest of the story. The stool moved, hit his head, gone. And so when we do these shows on life safety, on love, I mean, I really don't have time to just be blowing bubbles in the wind. We need to take heed to what's being shared. I mean, my God, my friends would have loved to have listened to that show. So, yeah, life safety.
Oscar, what was the difference between Safety in the Home? I know there were two different shows, but explain what was Home Safe versus Safety in the Home.
Well, one dealt with workplace safety and being a contractor and doing roofing and, you know, doing things out in the commercial environment. And then there was another treatment on safety inside the home. When we climb up on stools or when we go to reach something and, you know, having things on the floor, you know, grandparents, they invite the grandchildren over for the weekend. There's hearing aids on the floor that look like marbles. There are soap things that look like candy. I mean, you know, safety is a serious thing. I mean, particularly when you're dealing with electric, all kinds of furniture falling on little kids. I mean, I don't want to scare anybody, but these shows that we do on life safety in the home, they're not taught anywhere. I mean, we share from the heart I am a student of all of these consumer product alerts. You know, I just stay on top of life safety. And in fact, my business, other than, you know, the radio and writing, everything else, is in the security business. I'm now doing video doorbells, and we're working with major video cameras for municipal governments and for an industry and commercial enterprise. And that's under the mandate of A Safe City. That's the initiative, A Safe City. And there's a website for that, Joyce, called asafecity.com. And we talk about the video cameras and surveillance. But getting back to life safety in a home, that's very close to me because, like I said, within the last 90 days, Joyce, which is unbelievable, personal friends, not somebody I read about or heard about on the TV. I mean, this one person owned restaurants. And I mean, so, yeah, I mean, that hurt my heart. And my other friend hurt my heart. And there was a young lady. You know, a lot of people think they can do it. But, you know, unless you can test a ladder, you don't need to be trusting a ladder.
And I really mean it, folks, when I say they are life-changing shows. It'll elevate your consciousness to a whole other place when you're aware of that which you do. Like, for example, people will grab for something to lean on, and if it's anything with wheels that moves, you're leaning on it, doesn't make you safe. No, you can go down because you're leaning on a chair and it moved. So that's very important. Whatever you put your weight on to support yourself, you got to make sure it's stable. That's just one example. And Oscar gives two fully packed shows of what you can do to protect yourself. So the S in Smith, safety specialist. Okay, moving along to M, man of faith. Yes, it's apparent that Oscar is a man of faith. One of my favorite shows is God is on Your Side. That aired September 13, 2017. God is on Your Side. I want to say, you know, it's evident how important that is to have God on your side, but it's also important, maybe not to the same dimension, but it's also important to have Chap Oscar on your side.
Well, thank you, Joyce. Thank you. That is funny. You know, Joyce,
so here we have this man of faith, and his faith not only brings him through whatever he wants to get through, but it's contagious. He helps all of us. I'm Jewish. He's a pastor, but his words always inspire me, always make me feel better. So it goes way beyond whatever your religion or your faith is. I know, Chap Oscar, you are a man for all persons, faith for all persons. What do you want to share about that, how you like making a difference to all people?
Well, Joyce, it's funny you should bring that up because I deal with people from all types of religions and persuasions, and one thing I have come to know over my 10 years, God is faithful, Joyce. He is faithful, and I don't care what you call him. You know, you deal with a lot of cultural issues and other issues, but at the end of the day, I ask each one of them, and they all look at me and say, well, Oscar, yeah, he is faithful. And hope returns. Hope comes from somewhere. I mean, there is a journal that some of your listeners are listening to now, and they prayed for something, they hoped for something. And God, he's a living God. He was faithful. And so, you know, we don't try to advise people. In fact, Joyce, my ministry, you mentioned pastorate, that ministry is a church without walls. We don't box ourselves into religion and drama and getting into arguments with people, but we do share God's loving kindness everywhere we go.
It's because it's everywhere we go, because it's in our hearts. It is right here with us in our hearts, so that's why it doesn't leave us. To be a man of faith, you just bring it with you. It's not like today I have my faith and tomorrow I'll lose it. It is always, always there. And but as I said, what's special of you, you're into faith, Oscar. You're there for all people. On faith, I would say, besides, you know, having people like you around, all faith, what really helps me through a lot, which I'll share with you folks now, is the Serenity Prayer. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardships as the pathway to peace, taking, as he did, this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that he will make all things right if I surrender to his will, that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with him forever in the next. Amen. Amen. And kudos to our friend Ted Siuba, who put the music to that as well. My goodness, he is so talented, so extraordinary, and he's always there for me on the show. Man of faith, that is you, Chap Oscar, but I love that you're a faith for all people. Okay, next, the I in Smith, inspiring. And one of my favorite shows that's very inspiring is Faith Your Fears. We just talked of Oscar being a man of faith, and this show is called Faith, F-A-I-T-H, Your Fears. So, Oscar, what words do you want to tell people so they can face their fears?
One of the things about facing any fear, and I really have met so many self-made men and women, it all boils down, Joyce, to character. And character, when you deal with faith, when you deal with anything today, character is the principal thing. I know you'll agree with that. And character cannot be developed, Joyce, in quiet, in darkness, and in ease. I mean, it is just something that will only get developed through trials. And we each, all the listeners, all of us, we've all been faced with trials and sufferings, and our soul, at the end of the day, if we'll go through the process, our souls are enriched and strengthened. And character comes from a clear vision to do things that are right. And my ambition is inspired by integrity and staying in character. There are a lot of things that I'd want, but I'm not going to get out of character and integrity to accomplish it.
No, you never get out of character or integrity. I'll vouch for that. I always know you as consistent, a man of faith, and a man of all those other things that I did share. So that is very inspiring, as always. Next, we get to the T in Smith, talented. We know about Chap Oscar's talents as a safety expert. We just shared that. As a man of faith, we just shared that. And we did a show called Innovation and Motivation, where Chap Oscar has a great business as well. And he has countless websites that are right. Real state of the art, real extraordinary. The Innovation and Motivation show aired on May 10, 2017. Yes, Chap Oscar is a man of innovation and motivation as well. Say something about that, Chap Oscar.
Well, today we have to be cutting edge. The bottom line is, Joyce, if we are going to be involved online, or I guess you would say online and offline, in any kind of economic or business pursuit, you have to stay on top of what's going on with the internet, what's going on with software, what's going on with all of the big issue right now, Joyce. And, you know, over the last few years, you hear about all of these monumental initial public offerings, these IPOs. And, this guy got a gazillion dollars. But most of those people now, over a very short period of time, and I'm not going to give any of them any glory, but they're busted. I mean, now these investors are coming back for their money at a very inappropriate time where expansion has taken place and millions of dollars are being demanded, and going to be a lot of business failures and consolidations moving into the future. So it's very important that we stay aware, we read good, solid business publications. But for myself, we created our own media entity called OneBigOneFM.com. And that, Joyce, you're a part of it. That's a full-fledged 24-hour worldwide radio network. We call it the Superstation.
And is there a way to access that via the internet?
Yes, that's called OneBigOne.com, OneBigOne.com, the only One Big One radio superstation. And that's
are both
one big
ones
one.
Numerals, Oscar, is one spelled out?
No,
they're both, the
numerals.
Number one, big, the number one.com.
Yes. And it's
first I'm hearing about this website, Oscar. I can't keep up with your books and your websites. I'm barely holding my own when it comes to you. Every day it's another book, another website, another approach. OneBigOne.com, both of them are the numbers.
Right.
One Big One, and as I said, this is news to me.
Right. Well, you know, Joyce, one of the things that I don't like to do is, and I shared with a buddy of mine last night, don't talk about it, be about it. And so until such time, these ideas are developed. But the One Big One really is a catalyst. Ted is a part of it. It's going to be a catalyst moving into the future. It's beautiful the way it's set up. We celebrate the fact that we have concert hall sound. The sound quality, Joyce, is unlike any other. I mean, it's to the moon and back. We take old songs either through vinyl or, you know, we're real big on vinyl, but we take old songs, and even those artists back years ago, they listen to One Big One and hear their material. Even talented music makers will see things in their recordings that they never heard while they were in the studio.
So that's 24-hour music. Do you need to get permission or pay something every time you play someone's record? How does that work?
Well, living here in the great city of Music City, I have become friends over the years with a lot of artists, and some of them, Brooks and Dunn, Wynonna Judd, Keith Urban. You know, I drove a limousine service for many years in this city, so I meet a lot of people. I respect them. So one of the things I had my legal team do was to make sure that we had all of our music royalties covered and addressed at the inception. And so we've been around actively doing our thing on radio now, going on 90 days, and it's just been amazing. The artists are being paid. We don't have any commercials. We have sponsorship. So we're just now developing our sponsorship program. AMusicCity.com is the companion site, and there is where Ted, Joyce Barry, and friends, and all of our other associations. But we wanted to keep Joyce One Big One FM. We wanted to keep the purity of that. So it's not these other music streaming sites. This site is driven by DJs, and it's just like being at a party 24 hours a day, rocking it.
Sounds good to me. I can hardly wait to check it out. But I want to get to the next one, the H in Smith, Hero. Oh, my goodness. Oscar, you are my hero. You're a hero to a lot of people. One of my favorite shows is Miraculous Healing, which takes a hero to really understand that and share that. That show aired on August 8th, 2017, Miraculous Healing. But you're a miraculous healer, Cap Oscar Smith, indeed. Oscar, how does it feel to be a hero?
Well, I could tell you how it feels. It feels selfless because I always offer the caveat, if and when you get what you ask for in prayer and I'm involved, give God all the glory. I make sure they understand all I am is a conduit, and all my prayers do is become a catalyst. The word of God tells us to touch and agree. But if a person tells me they want to go on a trip to nowhere, that's what I pray for. I mean, you know, sometimes you can overrule people and it's not good. They get mad at you because you ask me to pray for you, but for what? So, yeah, I don't take a hero. I never run around saying, well, I heal so-and-so. All I am is a conduit. But there is a difference when you come out of head knowledge and give God all of the glory and get away from all of this, you know, something that you did. You know, the word of God tells us in Joel 2, verse 30, I will show wonders in the heavens and on the earth. Not Oscar, not Joyce, not Ted, not anyone else. God gets all the glory. He says, I will show wonders in the heavens and on the earth. And Joyce, again, that's Joel chapter 2, verse 30. There's the proof right there. Nothing fake about that.
And yes, God gets all the glory. But this show today, Oscar Smith, was about giving you glory. Glory that you richly, richly deserve. Because Oscar Smith, you are simply the best. Oscar, I'm just saying I'm so thrilled that you joined us today. I know you had no clue. You weren't looking for any acknowledgement. You never do. I just have to say again that Tetsuya sends you his love, his best wishes. He just couldn't join us today. Your devoted and loving wife, Marcia, wanted to be with you today and just couldn't be with you today. And another person that says, please, please tell him I wanted to be there. I already had another appointment, and that was my sister Marilyn, who loves you indeed. So those three did want to join you today, and they just couldn't. Folks, again, you can go to JoyceBarryandFriends.com, put Chat Buster Smith on the upper right in the source box right above our shows on the where you can put Chat Buster. All his great shows will come up. So, Oscar, what message do you want to leave people with today?
Well, Joyce, we have to, as God's family and all of your phenomenal listeners, first of all, I want to say thank you to each and every one of you. And I want to thank you, Joyce, for really giving Chap Oscar the kind of platform over the years. And at the end of the day, my prayer is for all of us to overcome fears and find success in our life and go further than we each can see, and to use already what we have. Don't wait on some Mr. or Mrs. Miracle Worker. Take your life to the next level. That's what I've done with these 15 books, the radio show, the websites. We have to make our problems our promotions.
And I thank you for that. And, folks, I just want to share, I am a life coach, a success coach. My official website is JoyceBarry.com, and I'm just going to take a moment to share some of my favorite endorsements from people you might know. But you go to JoyceBarry.com, you will see my coaching, you will find out about the seminar programs that I do. Here are some of my favorite testimonials.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back. President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barrys.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email coachjoyce@AOL.com. That's coachjoyce@AOL.com.
And folks, put Chap Oscar in the subject line. Every time I get an email, I love to know the show, the person that inspired you to write to me. I'd love to hear your thoughts about the show, our guest, any topics you want to hear, any guests you want to hear, any referrals you want to make. So do send that email to coachjoyce@AOL.com. And Chap Oscar, as always, I'm going to ask you to say a prayer for our audience.
Well, Father, we just thank you so much for Joyce and the honor bestowed upon me, Father. And as we operate in humility that you have come to know about Chap Oscar, I give you all the glory. I pray for every ear every household represented. I thank Joyce. I pray and plead peace in every testicle, every ligament, every part of her body from head to toe is healed. We thank you for her household, Marilyn, and we thank you for my wonderful bride, Marcia. We thank you for Ted and his family. And Father, we just, as we come to the conclusion of 1 year and the beginning of a new year, we're just asking for new and greater manifestations of your glory. And in the name that I pray, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you for that, Chap Oscar. And folks, my personal special prayer for all of you is, may yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. And folks, go out there and make someone happy today. And we always want to make you happy. We invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. And you can do that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mash. Thank you, Chap Oscar, for another show that you ace. The Joyce Barry Mash is for one and all.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I wanna listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day.
Wow.
And listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
Wow.